Week 21 Sunday Readings. Lord, open our lips, and we shall praise your name. Come, ring out our joy to the Lord, hail the God who saves us. Alleluia. Come, ring out our joy to the Lord, hail the God who saves us. Let us come before him giving thanks, with songs let us hail the Lord. A mighty God is the Lord, a great King above all gods. In his hand are the depths of the earth, the heights of the mountains are his. To him belongs the sea, for he made it, and the dry land shaped by his hands. Come in, let us bow and bend low, let us kneel before the God who made us. For he is our God, and we, the people who belong to his pasture, the flock that is led by his hand. Oh, that today you would listen to his voice. Harden not your hearts as at Meribah, as on that day at Massah in the desert, when your fathers put me to the test, when they tried me, though they saw my work. For 40 years I was wearied of these people, and I said, their hearts are astray, these people do not know my ways. Then I took an oath in my anger, never shall they enter my rest. And glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Come, ring out our joy to the Lord. Hail the God who saves us. Alleluia. Be thou my vision, O Lord of my heart. Naught be all else to me, save that thou art. Thou my best thought in the day and the night. Waking or sleeping, thy presence my light. Be thou my wisdom, be thou my true word, I ever with thee, and thou with me, Lord. Thou my great Father, and I thy true Son, thou in me dwelling, and I with thee one. Riches I need not, nor man's empty praise, thou my inheritance through all my days, thou and thou only the first in my heart, High King of Heaven, my treasure thou art. High King of Heaven, thou heaven's bright sun, grant me its joys after victory is won. Christ of my own heart, whatever befall, still be my vision, O ruler of all. Come, ring out our joy to the Lord. Hail the God who saves us. Alleluia. The cross of the Lord is become the tree of life for us. Psalm 1. Happy indeed is the man who follows not the counsel of the wicked, nor lingers in the way of sinners, nor sits in the company of scorners, but whose delight is in the law of the Lord, and who ponders his law day and night. He is like a tree that is planted beside the flowing waters, that yields its fruit in due season, and whose leaves shall never fade, and all that he does shall prosper. Not so are the wicked, not so. For they, like winnowed chaff, shall be driven away by the wind. When the wicked are judged, they shall not stand, nor find room among those who are just. For the Lord guards the way of the just, but the way of the wicked leads to doom. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The cross of the Lord is become the tree of life for us. It is I who have set up my king on Sion. Psalm 2. Why this tumult among the nations, among the peoples, this useless murmuring? They arise, the kings of the earth. Princes plot against the Lord and his anointed. Come, let us break their fetters. Come, let us cast off their yoke. He who sits in the heavens laughs, the Lord is laughing them to scorn. Then he will speak in his anger, his rage will strike them with terror. It is I who have set up my king on Sion, my holy mountain. I will announce the decree of the Lord. The Lord said to me, You are my son, it is I who have begotten you this day. Ask, and I shall bequeath you the nations, put the ends of the earth in your possession. With the rod of iron you will break them, shatter them like a potter's jar. Now, O kings, understand, take warning, rulers of the earth, serve the Lord with awe, and trembling pay him your homage. lest he be angry and you perish, for suddenly his anger will blaze. Blessed are those who put their trust in God. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. It is I who have set up my King on Zion. You, Lord, are my salvation and my glory. You lift up my head. Psalm 3. How many are my foes, O Lord? How many are rising up against me? How many are saying about me, there is no help for him in God? But you, Lord, are a shield about me, my glory, who lift up my head. I cry aloud to the Lord. He answers from his holy mountain. I lie down to rest and I sleep. I wake, for the Lord upholds me. I will not fear even thousands of people who are ranged on every side against me. Arise, Lord, save me, my God, you who strike all my foes on the mouth, you who break the teeth of the wicked, O Lord of salvation, bless your people. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. You, Lord, are my salvation and my glory. You lift up my head. Let the word of Christ dwell with you in all its richness. Teach and instruct each other in all wisdom. A reading from the prophet Zephaniah, chapter 1. The word of the Lord that was addressed to Zephaniah, son of Cushi, son of Gadilah, son of Amirah, son of Hezekiah, in the reign of Josiah, son of Amon, king of Judah. I mean to sweep away everything off the face of the earth. It is the Lord who speaks. I mean to sweep away men and beasts, the birds of the air and the fish of the sea. I mean to send the wicked staggering and wipe man off the face of the earth. It is the Lord who speaks. I am going to raise my hand against Judah and against all the inhabitants of Jerusalem. And from this place I will wipe out Baal, to the very last vestige of him, even to the name of his spurious priests, those who prostrate themselves on the roofs before the array of heaven, those who prostrate themselves before the Lord, but swear by Milcom, those who turn aside from the Lord, who do not seek the Lord, who do not bother with him. Silence before the Lord, for the day of the Lord is near. Yes, the Lord has prepared a sacrifice. He has consecrated his guests. The great day of the Lord is near, and coming with all speed. How bitter the sound of the day of the Lord, the day when the warrior shouts his cry of war. A day of wrath, that day, a day of distress and agony, a day of ruin and of devastation, a day of darkness and gloom, a day of cloud and blackness, a day of trumpet blast and battle cry against fortified town and high-cornered tower. I am going to bring such distress on men that they will grope like the blind, because they have sinned against the Lord. Their blood will be scattered like dust, their corpses like dung. Neither their silver nor their gold will have any power to save them. On the day of the anger of the Lord, in the fire of his jealousy, all the earth will be consumed. For he means to destroy, yes, to make an end of all the inhabitants of the earth. Enter into yourselves, nation without desire, before you are driven like chaff that is blown away in a day, before there descends on you the fierce anger of the Lord, before there descends on you the day of the anger of the Lord. Seek the Lord, all you, the humble of the earth, who obey his commands. Seek integrity, seek humility. You may perhaps find shelter on the day of the anger of the Lord. Responsory from Zephaniah chapter 2. Seek the Lord, all you, the humble of the earth, who obey his commands. Seek integrity, seek humility. Blessed are you poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Seek integrity, seek humility. A reading from the Constitution of the Second Vatican Council on the Church in the Modern World, number 39. We do not know the moment at which the earth and the mankind will have run their course, nor do we know the way in which all things will be transformed. The shape of this world, deformed as it is by sin, will pass away, but we are taught that God is preparing a new dwelling place and a new earth where justice will abide. The happiness of that place will fulfill and surpass all the longings for peace which spring up in the human heart. Then, when death has been conquered, the sons of God will be raised up in Christ. What was sown in weakness and corruption will be clothed with incorruptibility. While charity and its fruits endure, the whole of creation, which God made on man's account, will be set free from its slavery to empty show. While we remember the warning that it profits a man nothing if he gains the whole world and loses himself, the expectation of a new earth must not weaken our anxiety to develop this one. On the contrary, it should strengthen it, for here the nucleus of a new human family is growing, a body which is even now able to give at least a glimpse of what is to come. Earthly progress must be carefully distinguished from the growth of Christ's kingdom. Nevertheless, such progress, in so far as it can contribute to the better ordering of human society, is of vital concern to the kingdom of God. In obedience to the Lord and in His Spirit, it is our duty to develop on earth the values of human dignity, brotherhood, and freedom, indeed, all the good things that can come from our nature and our activity. We will find them again, but this time freed of any stain, lit up and transfigured. This will be so when Christ hands over to his Father the everlasting and universal kingdom, a kingdom of truth and life, a kingdom of holiness and grace, a kingdom of justice, love and peace. Here on earth, that kingdom is already present in mystery. When the Lord returns, it will be brought to completion. A responsory from Psalm 95. Let the heavens be glad and let the earth rejoice. Break forth, O mountains, into singing, for the Lord will come, and he will have compassion on his afflicted. Justice in his days shall thrive, and abundant blessings of peace, and he will have compassion on his afflicted. Te Deum. We praise you, O God, we acclaim you as the Lord. Everlasting Father, all the world bows down before you. All the angels sing your praise, the hosts of heaven and all the angelic powers. All the cherubim and seraphim call out to you in unending song, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God of angel hosts. The heavens and earth are filled with your majesty and glory. The glorious band of apostles, the noble company of prophets, the white-robed army who shed their blood for Christ, all sing your praise. And to the ends of the earth your holy church proclaims her faith in you. Father, whose majesty is boundless, your true and only Son who is to be adored, the Holy Spirit sent to be our advocate. You, Christ, are the King of glory, Son of the Eternal Father. When you took our nature to save mankind, you did not shrink from birth in the Virgin's womb. You overcame the power of death, opening the Father's kingdom to all who believe in you. Enthroned at God's right hand in the glory of the Father, you will come in judgment according to your promise. You redeemed your people by your precious blood. Come, we implore you, to our aid. Grant us with the saints a place in eternal glory. Let us pray. Lord, by your grace, we are made one in mind and heart. Give us a love for what you command and a longing for what you promise, so that amid the world's changes our hearts may be set on the world of lasting joy. We make our prayer through Christ our Lord. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God.